Happy Friday, everybody. Hope everybody in New Jersey is enjoying this 80-degree weather day while I'm sitting in my office doing more work for street cop training. But this is my passion, is what I love, and I want to give you guys good training to take on the road and use immediately so you can do what you joined this job to do, do a better job, and find and interdict the things that you've always wanted to do as a police officer. And kind of the reason everybody takes this job is because we all want to be this cop that goes out and stops crime and comes in with big arrests and makes an impact in the world. That's ideally why we took this job. So I don't know how the echo sounds. I closed the door in my office. I'm actually going to open the door because it kind of sounds weird. Hold on one second. All right, I opened the door. Oh, it sounds a little less weird. At least it doesn't hear. So I've been getting a lot of, it's interesting when I get posed these questions with, from group members, it kind of gives me fuel and material to work off of to give you guys a video, because if they're asking the questions, then you are too, in your mind. I have to imagine three people asked me this question in the past 2 days. I imagine this is something that probably is bothering more than just these three folks. Now, first of all, if you guys aren't seeing these videos come up in your Facebook news feed, you have to remember that Facebook changed the algorithms in this network. So if you like things in street cop, it'll recognize that you have more interest in street cop. So you'll get notifications or it will actually show up in your news feed as you scroll through. The more you're involved in the group, the more you'll get. So if you like videos, then what will happen is they'll recognize that and put the stuff you like in front of your face. But let's go back to this, to the point of this today's video. People are really having a difficult time understanding what they really should be looking for, how to get past that low to medium level interdiction stop. They're getting a lot of junkies. And the answer to the question is, why are you guys ending up with so many junkies? I'm going to answer that for you. And the answer is because you're looking at what people look like. That's just, you have to stop doing that. They're easy to pick off because they look like heroin junkies, because they look like, you have to understand that people engaged in criminal activity aren't going to look like heroin junkies all the time. Yes, does that, yeah, that comes into play, right? You spot that shitty car, but all of you do it. You're all guilty of it. And most people complain that they can't get to that next level. What can I do next to get to that? You have to stop looking at people. You're going to have to say to yourself, I'm going to sit out here. I'm going to ignore the things that I'm used to ignoring. I'm going to watch traffic and see if I can figure out who on this roadway is having a reaction to my presence. And you have to figure out how to employ the tools you have in your police car and your own personal tools. Oh, guys are like, well, I'm on the highway. Cars go really fast. You have to be patient. You have to say to yourself, how am I going to read this roadway? What are people doing? What is normal traffic doing as it passes me? And what is cars that, maybe that 1% of cars that are, you know, the ones that I'm looking for, what are they doing differently? You don't have to get frustrated in 10 minutes and then lose, right? Like, that's what people do. You're so impatient to have results. You get out there, you set up. I'm listening to what the things this guy's going to say. I tell you this stuff. You sit out there for 10 minutes and you get frustrated. And then the car you think is good because everybody's wearing a hat, flat brim hat, and the muffler's loud, you think that's your car, or it's a shitty car, that's your car. That's why you're not getting good stuff. You're focusing on the simple shit. You're always going to get a little bit small, medium-level stuff when you focus on what people look like. You need to start focusing on how they're reacting to your presence. You have to stop looking at what typical criminals look like. Does it work? Yeah. But if you're trying to get to that next level, you have to focus on people's behaviors. Have to. I don't know what else to tell you. And if you're having difficulty with it, my advice is if you can get with somebody that you know is doing the things that you want to do and pick their brain or try to do a ride along with them or call me or message me and or come to class and take training and just continue to work at it. You have to try to figure this thing out. It may not be so quickly for everybody as it is for some folks. It takes time. It takes practice. You gotta spend time. Use your radar unit, not to get speeders, to figure out who's doing 3 miles an hour, 5, 6 miles an hour over the speed limit. And when they see you, they drop it down either dramatically or now for no reason, they're dropping it down to, you know, if you're doing a 50 mile an hour zone, maybe 43 miles an hour at 50 and now switching lanes or speeding up to get behind an 18 wheeler. So when they pass you, you can actually make contact with them. You can't see their cars. I did this to a cop the other day and obviously I'm led to believe that most people in this state are not doing interdiction work, because I try to actually get pulled over. I try to do some behaviors that I think would catch my attention, and literally draws no interest to some of these police officers, which is fine. This is not for everybody. It's not everybody's MO. But if you're in this group, you obviously have interest in learning how this stuff is done. I'm trying to help you the best way I can through these videos. So you have to see and pay attention. You have to pick that location and begin to work it and stay with it. And let me know what your progress is. Let me know when you're getting hung up. I told you, I had a guy the other day reached out to me. I'm not picking on you. And, you know, he's like, well, I want to learn how to do traps. I'm going to be the trap guy here. I'm like, dude, you're the small marijuana guy there. Like, what are you doing? And some of his stuff, these get hung up on. He's apprehensive to ask simple questions. You have to have confidence. If you're not, like, people would say, like, oh, you're a cocky cop. No, I'm a confident cop. I'm a little cocky too, but you got to have confidence. You got to be able to talk to people. You have to ask questions. Hey, is there anything illegal in the car? You have to know what the case law says. You can ask that. You have to have confidence. You have to have an administration that supports your behavior. But you got to have enough confidence to ask people, hey, is there anything illegal in the car? And not be scared of the response you're going to get. Would you mind if I take a look? Would you grant consent for me to search your car? Would you sign a consent to search form? You can't be afraid of rejection. If you get rejected, there's different ways about going about it. You know, call for a canine unit, whatever it may be. You have to understand what your reasonable suspicion is. When I talked to this guy on the phone, I'm not picking on you, buddy. You know, I'm not going to say your name. He had 14 things of reasonable suspicion happen as he explained the story. He's like, well, I didn't have any RAS. I'm like, dude, you just told me all your RAS. All this shit happened. And then people went into a real defensive mode, started saying she was a criminal justice major. We heard all that bullshit before. And I'm like, dude, you missed a good hit. It was a great car you had. It was exactly what it was supposed to be. On whatever level it may be, there was something illegal in that car. So I can tell you, based on what he told me, his interaction with those people on that motor vehicle stop. So you just have to practice, ask questions, have confidence. You're the one in charge. You don't got to be a dick. You got to be polite. But people got to know that you know what you're talking about. You have to get sharp at this game. And you can't kid yourself. Have some self-reflection. Am I doing the things that are reflective of the person I'm trying to become in law enforcement? Am I? And more than likely, if you're having an issue, you got to figure out what your hangups are. And it was really easy for me to diagnose this dude's issues rather quickly. And I had to be very, very frank and explain to him, like, dude, like, you're not even good at getting medium level drugs unless you smell weed in a car. Like, that's the only time you search cars, when you smell weed. You're not asking for consent. You're not asking anything's legal in the car. Like, how are you? You've been to my class. You know it. I invite you to come back to class for free. No, that's not happening to everybody. Don't ask. He just needs help. I invite him to come back to brush up and try to revisit the things he learned 3 years ago when he came to my class. I need him to do that because I need him to understand what I'm saying. I can't do it in a phone call. I can't explain everything in a phone call. There's a lot of stuff. You have to understand how to read people's body language on a motor vehicle stop, what they're telling you. All these other instructors that put things up. Our instructor, Brad Gilmore, Sean Pardesi from Triple I Solutions, his Q&A group, TJ Cullen. If you watch their videos, I watch these videos and I laugh because we enjoy the body language of these people. You have to understand how to read body language, and people will tell you what's going on. They may be having reactions and their story may be falling apart, but that's the name of the game. You got to understand how to read people. You got to spend time watching these videos. Like, watch Pardesi's videos. We did some body language videos. We'll do more of them based on this topic, more body language videos and how people are reacting to things. And you can do this stuff. I promise you, if you're trying to do this, you can. You just have to figure out what the fuck you're doing wrong and fix it. Hopefully I'm addressing some of those subjects for you. That being said, I don't think I'll be doing a video tomorrow. I'm quite confident I won't be. But Saturday I'll be on here. If you have anything you want me to cover topic-wise, send me a message or post it in the group, post it on this video. If I can answer it, I will. If I can't, I won't. See you guys later.